You know, recommendations can be great. Maybe someone recommended this podcast, and here you are. But home projects are different. If a podcast isn't your thing, you lose a few minutes. If you hire your cousin's neighbor to mount your TV, you might end up with a lopsided screen and wall damage. Maybe I know a guy just isn't enough for your home. That's why Thumbtack works. It matches you with top-rated local pros with photos, reviews, and credentials all in one place. For your next home project, try Thumbtack. Hire the right pro today.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Time to wake up. It's 5, and we're live.
Oh, is this thing on? I don't care. I want him to hear.
This is the pregame show, your early morning shot of sports on 95.7, The Game.
Come on!
Let's go. Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. This is the pregame show. I am your host, Joe Spadoni. And for the next hour, I will be your guide into a wild weekend in sports. We'll try to keep it local the best we can. It's what we do here. And the best way for you to get involved is the phone number at 888-957-9570. You can call or text that on the Comcast Business Text line, which is always open. You could stream us on Twitch, on YouTube. Just search 957thegame.com. Like, subscribe, and you'll see me. Also, be sure to download the Odyssey app, favorite 957 The Game, for all of your Giants, Niners, Warriors coverage, and boy do we have some Warriors coverage. Dario Saric, yes, the guy that's been linked for the Warriors, which feels like a month now, even though it's just been, you know, a week. He is a Golden State Warrior. Starting to get a little nervous, Warriors fans there, and the longer he doesn't sign, the more he's linked to the team. It's like, uh-oh, did he get a better offer somewhere else? No, he's going to the Warriors. So now, you know, this is basically the team, as you look at it. And at 888-957-9570, I guess my question is this good enough to compete for an NBA title? And maybe compete is the wrong word, because technically anyone can compete for it. Washington Wizards and Jordan Poole, they'll be competing. Jordan Poole, by the way, spoke to the media this past weekend at Summer League. Some interesting comments. We'll hear from him. We'll hear from Chris Paul, who also spoke to the media. Get CP3's thoughts on being a Warrior, what it's going to be like to play with Steph, Dre, and Klay. And an interesting comparison for Draymond Green that he's excited about. So we'll get into that. Again, Summer League action is upon us. Wembanyama, the French phenom, makes his debut. A little underwhelming. Not the greatest start. Man, listen, can we relax on Summer League basketball, for the love of God? I know everyone's rating to either crush this guy or crown him as the next best thing ever. But Summer League basketball, for those of you that either went to the California Classic or have just been watching it on ESPN all weekend long. This isn't NBA basketball. This is G League. This is 4A. This is just getting a feel for some of your teammates that you'll be playing with again in the G League and whatnot. Just get a taste of what the team wants from you going forward. And as far as Wembanyama or Pajemski or all these guys, Trayce Jackson-Davis is ramping up, quote-unquote. He is not ready to play yet. Still dealing with that hammy. But let's relax on overreactions for summer leagues, one way or the other. I'm more inclined, when we're talking about summer league basketball, to, you know, give more credence to the good play. It's like, oh, you know what? That looks like an NBA player. I'm more inclined to, you know, bring a player up when they play well than I am to crush them and say they're a bust if they have a poor performance. No, no, no. Let's relax. Wembanyama had a pretty damn good night yesterday. So looks like he's going to be fine. Oh, but the frame. Skinny. Yeah. So is Giannis. And I get it. Different body, different everything. Just let the kid grow. He's so damn young. Can we not crush him after a few days? Now you might say, Spadoni, I heard your final thoughts. Xfinity Fast Five on the Morning Roast. Didn't you say he was never going to live up to the hype? Because the hype is insurmountable at this point. He's not going to live up to that. They're saying he's the greatest prospect since LeBron James. LeBron James is the second, arguably the second or third, fourth, whatever you want, top five player of all time. Is Wembanyama going to be that? The odds would say no. So that's why I'm saying he's never going to live up to the hype. I wasn't crushing the kid. Just saying he's not going to live up to it. Not his fault. LeBron James is one of the rare people to live up and surpass the hype that was given to him. And for Victor Wembanyama, good luck. God bless you. God love you. It's going to be damn hard to do that. But I'll be rooting for him. I don't root against, you know, young players. This is a weird thing to do. It's become one of our more toxic traits as fans the last decade plus, clinging to certain players and crushing other players constantly. And we do it. I get it. It's what drives, you know, narratives. LeBron James, Stephen Curry. We got to crush the other one to, you know, bring up our own guy. I'm so tired of that. Maybe now that I'm 30, I'm just an old man. I'm getting soft. Yeah, it is what it is. I'm just so tired of the hate. Brings you down, man. Brings you down. You know what doesn't bring you down? As I segue over to this, the 95.7 The Game All-Star Week giveaway. Am I right? Man, I got a bunch of envelopes next to me. Different numbers. This looks like it's a Willy Wonka-esque. Got the golden ticket. Grandpa Joe. It's always kind of weird, by the way. All those grandparents like sleeping in the same bed. It's like, really? Couldn't like get a couch or like a futon or something, Charlie Bucket? No? They're eating that like that like cabbage soup. It's like, really? That's all you got? That loaf of bread, really? You're having a banquet? Yeah. I don't know. Anyways. Sino always creeped me out with the little cobbler guy in front of the chocolate factory. 888-957-9570. If you are big. It's Willy Wonka in the chocolate factory. Sorry. You're right. The 70s version was Willy Wonka in the chocolate factory. Shout out Gene Wilder, RIP. The one true Willy Wonka. And then Charlie in the chocolate factory is the more recent one, Johnny Depp in the early 2000s. Okay. And I guess they're making like an origin story for him or something. With Timothy Chalamet. As like a young Willy Wonka. Again, would we have to? I don't want to crush the young people. And Timothée Chalamet, maybe he'll do a great job, but we just leave it be, please. We'll leave it be. But anyways, as I digress, All-Star Week giveaway. And you got to be listening to all the shows today. All right? Morning Roast, Steiny Goo, Willer Dips. They're going to be providing opportunities for you guys and gals to win golf outings with any of the shows, Steph or Clay signed jersey, Alexander Steakhouse, Buon Vino gift cards. You got a bunch of different opportunities to win a lot of cool-ass stuff. And you got to be listening to the shows because they're going to be asking you questions and they're going to have you call in to the phone lines. But you have got to be listening to the show because we're going to be asking questions pertaining to the show. Maybe I'll pick it up. Maybe Sam Lubman. Who knows? But we're not going to make it easy on you. You have got to be paying attention all day long. So be sure to download the Odyssey app, favorite 95.7 The Game, stream us live on Twitch, on YouTube, or the old-fashioned way, 957 The Game, FM, 888-957-9570. Good morning to all of you on the pregame show YouTube chat. Hamza Raja, nice haircut. Oh, thanks, buddy. Nicole Diaz, EJ, The Serial Connection, Hamza. The Serial Connection. What kind of cereal are you talking about, Serial Connection? Are you a Lucky Charms guy? Cookie Crisp? Cocoa Puffs? Cocoa Pebbles? Luis Robertson? Good morning. I used to smash cereal all the time. That's pretty much all I ate in high school, was cereal. Obviously, a lot of siblings growing up. That was one thing my mom could control. Just 2 gallons of whole milk always in the fridge. And a couple of Kirkland boxes of cereal. Shout out Costco. Honey Nut, I think, if we're doing a cereal draft, I might take Honey Nut just with the value alone. It's safe pick. You know, not the highest of ceilings, but the floor is right there, Sammy Lubman. Honey Nut Cheerios, probably the consensus top 5, but I'm going top 1 overall if we're doing a cereal draft. So Cereal Connection on YouTube. Let me know what your favorite cereal is. 888-957-9570. As we get back into the sporting landscape, we're talking a little bit about Victor Wembanyama. And that's a little overreacting from everyone. It's just what we do. I get it. Sports talk radio, sports media, we overreact to things. Because we have to have a take. You got to. But I don't like crushing a young man. It's not what I like to do. I'm not here to, you know, compare Victor to LeBron James. Because he's never going to be LeBron James. He's never going to live up to that. It's not fair. And as far as Summer League goes, again, my thought is I'm more inclined to accept the good play and use that as a template for that player going forward than I am to look to the bad play of some of these players, like a Brandon Miller, who hasn't looked the best or living up to his quote-unquote hype yet. I'm not going to... He showed some flashes, and that's really all you're supposed to see. Do you want some consistent play? Sure. But again, these guys aren't even coaching with the big boys yet. Like, Popovich isn't even there with Wembanyama. Sure, they've been in talks and stuff like that. That's not happening. Wembanyama's playing with a bunch of guys he's not even going to play with this season. This is a fact. Most of these guys aren't even going to make it in the league. So I guess my overarching theme here on the pregame show at 888-957-9570. Let's stop overreacting to pregame sports. Whether that's NBA, whether that's baseball, and whether that's the NFL. NFL specifically. Ugh. Oh. They went 3-0 this preseason. Sign of things to come. Didn't the Lions go 4-0 the year they lost, or the year they won no games, 0-16? Shout out Matt Millen. Did a great job over there. Good morning, everyone, on the pregame show chat. We're getting our cereal chiming in because the Cereal Connection is the guy's name that's chiming in here. He's a Honey Nut Cheerios, is a classic. Fruity Pebbles is his all-time favorite. He reviews cereals with his daughter. Very cool. That's awesome. Honey Bunches of Oats is coming in. Special K, Mr. Jason 916. Yeah, you could kick rocks there. Raisin Bran's acceptable. Special K is not. Wheaties not acceptable. I need some sort of sweetness in there. Just a little bit. Raisin Bran Crunch, by the way, elite. That's a top 10 pick. Waffle Crisp, underrated. A lot of people know about that one. It's top 25, top 30, fringe first rounder. But I'm still going Honey Nut overall as my top pick at 888-957-9570. More from this past weekend. The Giants. Yes, the San Francisco Giants won a series, ladies and gentlemen. Where's the applause? I have it. Hopefully in the new building. And I know for the new building, I'm going to have multiple tabs I can have up and click on without my ears bleeding. But congratulations, Giants, taking out the Rockies. There you go. A little applause. A little trumpets if you want to. That's good. It was a series they needed to win, and it was a series they did win. And man, how about this guy getting his first ever complete game and doing it in style? Yes. You know him. You love him. He's a Kings fan. He's a Raiders fan. He's Mr. Logan Webb.
Got him! And that's the ball game. 10 strikeouts and a complete game shutout for Logan Webb. And this is a feeling he'll never forget.
Pitching a shutout. And by the way, Kipe, I don't want to be that guy. When you pitch a shutout, you don't need to see, say complete game. It's implied. When you say shutout, it's a complete game. So I'm just a guy here on the pregame show, the one-hour show, telling a Hall of Famer, you know, what to do. But we strive for excellence here, Sammy. We're striving for excellence.
A little mansplaining going on right here.
You know what? That's just Spadoni-splaining.
I think what Kiper meant to say was...
It's called Spadoni-splaining. Spasplaining. How about that? That one made you giggle. Sam Lubman doing a hell of a job. He talked
Badoos to... Badoos and don'ts.
There you go. Sammy Lubman, host of Garlic Fries and Baseball Guys with Joe Shasky. Be sure to download the Odyssey app, and you can find that bad boy anywhere you want. YouTube, Twitch, whatever. Follow Sam Lubman on Twitter, at Lubman. But Sammy doing a hell of a job this weekend. Got a lot of interesting sound from President of Basketball Operations for the San Francisco Giants, Farhan Zaidi. Some interesting thoughts on how the season's going, how it may continue to go, and the future of this franchise going forward. So we'll get into that a little bit later. And also, I teased earlier that we do have some sound from Chris Paul and Jordan Poole from this past weekend in Las Vegas in Summer League. You saw Steph last night if you're watching the game between the Warriors and Pelicans. Steph courtside with his little bucket hat on. Cassidy Hubbard of ESPN interviewing him. And just, you know, same old Steph. Not too high, not too low, just very even keel. He's excited about Chris Paul coming into town. And listen, I know this guy is one of the biggest rivals in the history of your franchise. Him, Harden, LeBron, he probably those are the top three most hated. But as Bonte and Shasky were discussing last week, it's not so much off the court. Like, as a person, I don't think he's a bad guy. What really gets under the skin is the on-the-court antics. It's the flopping. It's the jawing at the officials, at the bench, at Steve Kerr. It's the memes. All that stuff. We get it. The look at me. It's always coming up short in the playoffs. Always having an excuse for the injuries. But now he's your player. And as fans do, we try to look past the negatives after a while. We focus on them first when we don't like it. Oh, God, we got this guy. He's so small. He's so old. He can't defend anymore. But then, slower and slower, it's like the stages of grief or whatever. Acceptance is the end. You accept it. And it's like, actually, you know what? God, this IQ of this team, it's going to be off the charts. We're smart as hell. You know, Draymond Green, Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, CP3, that's four Hall of Famers. We're going to be smart. Who needs a library? Do you still have those anymore, libraries? Those still a thing? Support them if they are. I don't, are they going to be around like in another 30 years? Still doing libraries? Or is it going to be a library full of Kindles and stuff like that? Save the trees. 888-957-9570. Chris Paul talking to our 95.7 The Game insider, Anthony Slater. And the first question, and this is during a swarm of media, so the audio quality, maybe not the best, but it's what we got, and we got Chris Paul talking, so we're going to play it. But Chris Paul, you know, asked if he's had conversations about coming off the bench. Take a listen.
You'd be coming off the bench, playing with the second unit that's a lot younger than this, the Warriors of the past have been, with JK and Moses. Just what do you think of their depth, their bench players that you might be playing alongside?
You coaching?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know what the situation is going to be yet. You know what I mean? So I think that'll be for us to figure out once we get going.
You've never come off the bench in your entire career. Is that something that you'd be willing to do?
Like I said, it'll be a conversation for us when camp starts or whatnot. But me and Steve have talked or whatnot. But I, you know, that ain't something that you'd be like, what up, man? Where you starting? You coming off? You know what I mean? So I think we'll figure all that stuff out in camp.
Ah, interesting. Haven't had the conversation just yet about coming off the bench.
You coaching?
Yes, that will be used a lot.
You coaching?
If you just watched his face in a lot of these videos, and again, thank you to Anthony Slater, 95.7 The Game, for doing his job and going down there for The Athletic and doing a great job covering and getting all this sound for us. It's going to be a fascinating conversation. Part of me feels like we're making a big deal out of this, way bigger than it needs to be. He'll come off the bench at times, and he'll start at times. And at the end of the day, for Chris Paul, all he cares about is whether he's in a closing lineup with a playoff game on the line or a championship on the line. And I think, if healthy, that will be the case. Now, will it be the case all season long? Probably not. They'll be load managed. Because they need to be, because they are old. So the days where Steph is out, because he will be out due to an injury or due to load management, these guys are all old, it's going to happen. CP3 will slide right in there. And it's going to be more seamless, I would think, than what Jordan Poole had to do last season, where it was constantly off and on. He didn't know whether to be a facilitator, whether to be a scorer, what have you. IQ wasn't the best. Defense non-existent. You would think, with Chris Paul sliding into that similar role, he would be able to, you know, at least be a net positive on that end. It's nothing against JP. He's a young player that didn't have a sense of direction from his coaching staff and from management. Chris Paul's been around a long time. He's seen everything. And when it comes to fitting in on the court, here's more from CP3 discussing that and how he will mesh with guys like Steph Curry and Klay.
Not to like sound crazy or whatnot, but at the end of the day, it's basketball. You know, it's not brain surgery. And I'm going into a situation with a bunch of guys who've been playing together for a long time. And I don't know. I guess it's me or whatnot, but I'm not as worried about it as probably everybody else is or anybody. Not, when I say everybody, not necessarily our team, but it's we going to figure it out.
Is there a style of play in your career that you can remember is at least somewhat similar to the way they play with kind of all the flowing movement and all that?
I don't know. You know, I mean, I've never played with, you know, all these different types of players. You know what I mean? So that's the situation. That's what happens. I don't think there's any team in the league that's the same. When I got to Phoenix, I'd never played with a player like Devin Booker, right? J.J. Redick was a lot different. You know, in the way he shot coming off screen. Steph has the ability to create his own shot. Klay dropped, I forgot how many points, with a few dribbles, you know what I'm saying? Exactly, you know what I'm saying? Draymond, the way that he can create shots for other players. So, yeah, like I said, luckily it's basketball, and I know a little bit about the game.
Nice little passive aggressiveness there from CP3 at the end. I know a little bit about the game. Obrin on the YouTube chat, and we are streaming live on Twitch on YouTube. Search 95.7 The Game, like and subscribe. Obrin, from the soundbite, he's already not feeling his bench status. He better recognize real quick he has no rings on a dynastic franchise. Okay. Well, again, per CP3, they didn't even have the conversation yet. So you don't know either. And again. I know it's hard for a lot of Warriors fans to accept this, but you're going to want CP3 to be accepting whatever role he wants. So you better be supportive of him as a fan. You would like to be if you think this team has a chance to win a title. I mean, I would think, I know it's in fashion to be negative all the time about this stuff, and listen, I feel that as a fan. When you are so anti a certain player, and that player comes to your team, it is so hard to wrap your arms around them. It takes a long time. It's almost as if your best friend married your brother or sister, whether you're male or female, doesn't matter. And it's just like that relationship is completely gone, and you've gone from bestie to hatred. And then slowly but surely, you'll have to become friends with them again at some point. That's kind of what it's like with Chris Paul becoming a Golden State Warrior. But again, as soon as that best friend hooks you up with tickets to Hawaii, you know what? I always knew you were my best friend, and now you're my brother.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Well, Chris Paul, as soon as he gets that game-winning play against the Lakers in the regular season, you know what? I've always liked this guy, Chris Paul. He's a real one. He's a Golden State Warrior. He's our Warrior. Now, I'm not saying most of you like Oberyn like there. Probably won't ever do that. But again, you're going to wrap your arms around this guy sooner rather than later. I promise you that. 888-957-9570. We're still getting our top cereals in that. The cereal connection in our YouTube chat has been all over it. I guess the cereal connection, who's a commenter right now on YouTube, he does a reviews with his daughter. So I got to check that out after the show. But we're getting a lot. We're getting Cinnamon Toast Crunch, getting Honey Bunches of Oats, Rice Krispies, not bad. But if it's by itself, you need to sprinkle a little sugar on there. Rice Krispie Treats, I would say, are better than actual Rice Krispies in cereal. Cocoa Puffs, solid. Good Morning El Guero. So, what are your top cereals at 888-957-9570? We'll continue that. We'll get more into Chris Paul. He had some more things to say. And Jordan Poole speaks to the media as well. That's all coming up next right here on the pregame show. Joe Spadoni, 888-957-9570. And don't forget, this is the All-Star Week giveaway, blowout, extravaganza. I'll find the right name during the break. But we're giving away a bunch of stuff all week long. And you got to be locked in to the Morning Roast. You got to be locked in to Steiny Goon. You got to locked in to Willard and Dibs. And you got to be paying attention to the shows. So download the Odyssey app, favorite 95.7 The Game via Twitch, YouTube, whatever. However you ingest these programs, be paying attention because there's going to be questions asked throughout the day, and you need to call in, and you got to be ready because Sam Lubman, Evan Giddings, Lucas Alexander, producers of all the major shows, they're going to be getting on you. And actually, it's going to be me with Steiny and Goo taking the calls. And I show no mercy. If you get the call wrong, if you get the question wrong, you're done. You're Dunskies. All right? So 888-957-9570. I'll be paying attention all week long again, all day long, all week long, giving away a bunch of prizes, golf, gift cards, signed jerseys, all that. Right here on 95.7 The Game, we're going to take a quick break. Come on back. The pregame show, Joe Spadoni. Welcome back. Pre-game show, Joe Spadoni, 95.7 The Game. An awful lot happening today and all week, folks. It's the 95.7 The Game All-Star Week blowout. Giving away a bunch of stuff. And you got to be listening every day all week. Because every single show is going to be asking questions throughout the day for you to call in and answer. Potentially win golf outing with any of the shows. Steiny Goo, Willard Dibbs, Ponte Shasky. Gift cards, Buon Vino, Alexander Steakhouse, signed jerseys, Clay, Steph. A lot of cool stuff. So just be locked in all day long, all week long. Like, subscribe, download the Odyssey app. We are live and streaming up on Twitch and YouTube. Good morning to all you beautiful people. Ted DiBiase, the $1 million man. Let's go. My family, Tyler Jefferson. How do we win the prizes? I just explained it, Tyler. So rewind. And again, just be listening to all the shows because they're going to be asking questions throughout the day. All right? And we're not going to just keep asking them and wait until someone answers. No, no, no. There's a quota. And if you all people start failing miserably, we're going to be left scratching our heads. So we know you're P1s. We know you're diehards, especially the pre-gamers. Pre-gamers are the most diehards. I wish I had a bone to throw to you guys to get you something. We're working on our merch. So maybe, just maybe, the P1s and the diehards, the Nicole Diazes, if you will, the Dublin Marge, the Luis Robertsons, my family, El Guero, Earn Dog, all you guys. When the pregame show gets merch, guys will be the first ones to get it for free, all right? You don't have to come out of my own pocket. I don't mind. I don't mind. 888-957-9570. I also don't mind Chris Paul being a Golden State Warrior. And we've been reacting to his sound over the weekend. Shout out Anthony Slater, our 95.7 The Game Warriors insider, and doing a hell of a job covering the Warriors for The Athletic, grabbing some awesome sound down there in Vegas. And here's one more piece from Chris Paul. We already heard about him talking about coming off the bench. Those conversations with head coach Steve Kerr have not happened yet. How he'll fit in with the Warriors. He's just saying, it's basketball, man. I'll fit in, all right? I'm working with a lot of really smart future Hall of Fame guys and Steph, Dre, and Clay. I'm going to be fine. And here's Chris Paul finally comparing Draymond Green to another Hall of Famer. Anything is possible?
Always a respect there, too, when you compete like that against guys. You know what I mean? And obviously fans always want the insight. Y'all talk, did this happen? You know, Clay, for all those years, I would be running around chasing Steph, and Clay would be guarding me, you know. So there's a respect there. Me and Clay talk when we play, you know. And I think Draymond is sort of like, I always say when people ask me who's the one player that I didn't get to play with that I wish I would have, and I always say Kevin Garnett. And it's because the first three times I ever played against KG, we both got double techs. We was about to fight every time. But it was because he was like-minded like me. You know what I mean? And I think that's the way with Draymond. I know he competes just like I do. So it's going to be, you know, definitely dope to see us now as teammates.
It's going to be dope to see us now as teammates. I don't know if that's the word that a lot of Warriors fans were using at the time, but I think They're slowly starting to accept CP3 as one of their own, seeing him chop it up with Steph at Summer League courtside. He was chopping with GP2 yesterday. So it's going to be fascinating, man. And the first time these two butt heads, whether it's on the court, whether it's on the bench, off to the side, I cannot wait, because it's going to happen when you have two alpha personalities like that, A-type personalities. That's what's going to happen. And it's either going to be beautiful, or it's going to be a mess, or maybe we'll just call it a beautiful mess, and we'll go forward with that. But I cannot wait for the first game to start between these two guys on the court together at the same time. Crunch time, and something happens, a boneheaded play, and the blame game starts, the clap gate starts. How is Chris Paul going to react, and how is Draymond Green going to react? We kind of know what Draymond's going to do. What's CP3 going to do in response to that? 888-957-9570. I wanted to play one more piece of sound here before we hit the break. The crossover's coming up. Joe Shasky, the Morning Roast, will join me. He'll get his thoughts on all the stuff that happened this past weekend. Logan Webb, obviously, pitching the shutout yesterday. 1-0 win over the Colorado Rockies. Did not make the All-Star squad. Unfortunate. Probably should have been in there. He's fifth in the NL in total WAR. That alone usually signals to me, guy probably should have been in there. He was right above the guy that did get in on his own team, Alex Cobb. So shout out to him. Giants fans, I'm sure, are happy with two All-Stars. And yours truly here on the pregame show before the season even started. It's my prediction. Giants would have two All-Stars. And I was right. I don't mean to, you know, toot my own horn, but I am honk honk. Shout out, Guru. But it is what it is. I think the Giants fans will still take two All-Stars, albeit they wish Webb instead of Cobb. But beggars can't be choosers. You get that. So we'll discuss that with Joe Shasky. We'll also discuss CP3 sound, Jordan Poole, what he saw from Victor Wembanyama over the weekend. Let's relax. I know the frame scares a lot of people. I think it scares Joe, so we'll get his thoughts on that. Plus this piece of sound from our old friend Jordan Poole, again, talking in a media scrum. And Anthony Slater was able to grab that sound and post it on Twitter.
We've been, you know, much conversation about Draymond, you know, going back to obviously the preseason incident. Even postseason, they were pretty adamant that they felt like it really impacted what went on last season. What is your just general perspective on how much of an impact the Draymond punch had on last season, and how has it left now with him and yeah. them?
Yeah, I mean, we're in Washington now, you know, playing with Kuz, great duo. Being able to really flourish, you know, expand your game, and help, like I said, a new team, lead an entire group of guys. It's a challenge that we're up for. You know, we got a new front office, and there's a lot of people that's invested. You know, and, everybody is locked in, wants to be here, start something that we can have that could be special.
We're in Washington now. And if you find that video again, Anthony Slater, at Anthony V. Slater, you see his face just smile. I mean, we're in Washington now. I'm not discussing what's going on with Draymond. I'm never going to discuss it. So kudos to him. Elite dodging of the question there. And I'm sure he has been coached up from PR. Maybe the PR doesn't even need to coach him up. He's like, dude, I'm not talking about it. And he gave a little wry smile to Anthony Slater, who grabbed that sound for us. So, goodbye Jordan Poole, basically. We'll be monitoring from afar. But it felt like that was kind of the last, I mean, until we see him when the Warriors play the Washington Wizards next season two times. But for now, anyways, it feels like it's a little bit of a goodbye, and we'll be monitoring from afar what's going on with JP there. But he was all smiles. A lot of people, you know, dissecting his pictures and his videos with Washington. He's like, oh my God, look how depressed this guy is. Look at his facial hair. That's called a depression beard. Oh my God. Let's relax. Let's not act like Jordan Poole was all smiles and happy-go-lucky when he was with the Warriors in the first place. Although that picture and those videos with NBC Sports Bay Area, Bonta Hill, Bonta got the best out of him. Guru got the best out of him. Those guys brought smiles to Jordan Poole's face. I don't know if we'll get that in Washington. Don't know if we'll get that in Washington. Who else brings a smile to my face? That's Joe Shasky. He's coming up next on the Crossover on the pregame show with Joe Spadoni, 95.7 The Game.
Back to the pregame show on 95.7 The Game.
A lot of stretching here on the pregame show, Joe Spadoni. 95.7 The Game. If you're watching me on Twitch and YouTube, you're seeing these stretches. It's a Monday. You got to stretch it out. Little George Michael here. Careless Whisper. Like that. Apparently there's a new doc on Netflix about Wham. I think it's called Wham. Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go. Classic. Always reminds me of Zoolander. How could it not? Orange milk and frappuccinos. Am I right? You know what else is right? It's the All-Star Week blowout here. Giveaway. Starting today, all week long. I'm going to give you an opportunity to win a bunch of prizes. And all you got to do is be paying attention to the shows. So if you're P1, if the Morning Roast is your jive, if Steiny Goo, Willard Dibbs, if all of them, listen all day. So be sure you got that Odyssey app downloaded. Be sure you're streaming live on Twitch, on YouTube. If you're dialed in the old-fashioned way, 888-957-9570, Comcast Business Text Line. But you got an opportunity to win Clay, Steph, signed jerseys. You got the opportunity to win gift cards to Buon Vino. Need a little wine in your life? I get it. A little steak, Alexander Steakhouse. Got opportunity to win self-defense classes. Maybe you're trying to get motivated, trying to get back into the gym. Not a bad way to do that. Have some self-defense and lose weight, gain muscle at the same time. Not bad. Evolve Training Fitness. And also, the creme de la creme. You and a guest, the opportunity to golf with Bonte Hill, Joe Shasky, or Steiny Goo, Willard Dibbs. Come on. I did power rank them, and now both of them are in the opposite studio. I don't know if they're listening. But number one is Guru and Steiny. Because just to see what Guru's like on the golf course, that guy, it could be either one of two ways. He's either going to be really into it or depressed the whole time, depending on how his golf game's going. There's going to be a lot of very sad Guru drops. Bonte did have a point, talking about his golf swing. How do you know how that's working? Are you guys all golfing the same day? I'll ask Joe when he comes in here for the cross jover. But I'm definitely power ranking those combos. Steiny Goo, golfing with those guys first, then Bonte Hill and Joe Shasky. Just see what Bonte's swing is like. And I saw Bonte out at Karika Park on his Instagram feed. I like those little stalls. Me and Benny go over there. That's out in Alameda, Karika Park. Hell of a job over there. Hell of courses. And they have a little fun little par 3-1, too. It's fun. But they have the individual stalls, which are perfect for the driving range, just in case you're just starting, like Benny's 3 years old, just in case there. And I did ask him this past week, hey, buddy, you want to go back to the range and hit some balls this weekend? No, I don't want to do that. I didn't have fun last time. Just a little gut punch to dad. It's all right. We'll try again when he's a little older. It's a humbling game, whether you're 40 or 3 years old. The game will humble you. But that's just part of the packages we're giving away here at 95.7 The Game all week long. So, again, be sure you're listening and be sure you're streaming and download that Odyssey app. All right. What have we been talking about? Well, we've been talking about Chris Paul. Sound there from yesterday about being a Golden State Warrior. A lot to get into, a lot to dive into, and I'm sure the Morning Roast will do that. Bonte Hill and Joe Shasky are fired up. Talk about Jordan Poole. He's just glad he's in Washington now. He's moved on. Talk about Dario Saric, the guy that's been linked to the team for a while now. Well, he's a Golden State Warrior. And it feels like that's basically the team now. You added Dario Saric. You obviously did the Chris Paul trade. That was the biggest one. You re-signed Draymond Green. Brought in Corey Joseph. It's basically it. You got maybe one more move to make here. Maybe that guy's Lester Quinones. He's looking pretty damn good. Out in Summer League, he joined Bonta Hill and Joe Shasky in the Morning Roast last week. Be sure to download the Odyssey app if you want to find that interview or go on YouTube to find the highlights. But could that be a guy that could be a driving force off the bench for the team going forward? Saric definitely adds some length. The IQ is there, the passing skills, and I'm sure CP3 vouched hard for his guy, obviously going back to their time in Phoenix together. Saric getting hurt early on in that NBA Finals against the Bucks hurt their chances mightily. So a couple years later, Is that injury fully healed? Is he back to where he was before that? We shall see as the season goes on. 888-957-9570. Yes, we're continuing to take your top cereals if you're doing a little draft. I took Honey Nut Cheerios number one overall. Joe Shasky is taking O's. Ain't no one in the history of ever has gone to mom and dad like, Mom,
so sorry.
Can you get me a box of O's? And Shasky's even apologizing now because it was such a bad take. Joe, no one's going, Mom and Dad, go get me a box of O's on your way home, please. No one's doing that. They're asking, can I get Cinnamon Toast Crunch? Can I get Honey Bunches of Oats? Can I get Honey Nut Cheerios? That's what we want.
Captain Crunch, you've omitted. I have not heard that this morning.
Are we going Crunch Berries or going Peanut Butter Crunch?
Oh, yeah, you got to make the top of your mouth bleed.
Okay, I'm partial to the Peanut Butter Crunch because I just like peanut butter in general. Crunch Berries are solid. You know what they used to have? And I wish they'd bring it back because I was a big Carl's Jr. guy when I was younger. They used to have this thing called the Captain Crunch Milkshake, and there'd be pieces of
what?
There'd be pieces of the Captain Crunch and the Crunch Berries and the.
I miss that.
Yeah, it was a limited time thing.
Well, look,
and they had the ice cream Pop Tart sandwich that was also good too. Shout out Carl's Jr. Underrated.
Here's what I would say about O's. Look, O's is definitely not for everyone else. I'm talking about my ranking. Okay, and here's what I would say is the older I get, the more I realize
I'm still crushing it. So there you go.
No, I know. The older I get, the more I realize like a lot of these cereals are just completely sugar based, right?
Oh yeah.
So this is one that I file under healthy with a little bit of sugar.
With a little bit. Well, that's why actually the Raisin Bran gets a bad rap for me because it's just sweet enough for me. I like Raisin Bran.
Here's
again,
the key with Raisin
Bran. That's another
Bran.
Old person thing, too.
You can't let it sit in the milk for too long because then it's
soggy.
Yes, yes.
Well, that's with any cereal, though.
Yeah, but that one in particular.
That one in, Shredded Wheats, like Frosted Shredded Wheats, like that's a
yes.
bad one, too.
Ugh,
yes.
Frosted Shredded Wheats, yeah. Corn Flakes is excellent. You know, Frosted Corn Flakes are yes. excellent. I would say Kix is very underrated.
Kix is solid. Kix are good if you have kids, too, that you like,
yeah.
and then just plain Cheerios. Like, those are the ones you can just give to them, and they're
yeah.
fine.
I'm a big Cheerio guy. I like regular, and I like Honey Nut. But the Honey Nut, what I notice when you, like, switch over to Cheerio, regular Cheerios, they are extremely sweet.
Very sweet, yes.
Extremely yes. sweet in comparison. So, this is the way I determine, like, is the milk that you drink at the very end, when you get to the end of the bowl, is it basically a sugar swirl? That depends, like, that to me is the line of demarcation on how much sugar is in
well,
that
that's
cereal.
Why people would take Cinnamon Toast Crunch, because it's basically an horchata at the end.
Absolutely.
You got the cinnamon, you got the milk there. It's,
I wasn't the biggest Cinnamon Toast Crunch
it's
fan.
The taste you can see, Joe. What are you talking about?
Nah, it just wasn't.
It just didn't hit for you? It's all right. A big Reese's Puffs guy when I was a kid.
Reese's Puffs, yeah.
Yeah, no. It's Cookie Crisp, no.
No.
Yeah, Mom and Dad would never let the gun. No. That's why
Cookie Crisp was one of those ones you'd get every, like, 5 or 6 months, and then you'd smash through a box and be like, it's okay.
Well, you know, like, you went to your friend's house and they had it. It's like, man, you're definitely an only child or your parents are rich. That's just what it was.
Yeah,
they had Cookie
exactly.
Crisp. There you go. That's Joe Shasky joining me now for the crossover. And, Joe, a lot of stuff happening this weekend. Where do you want to start? Victor Wembanyama, Logan Webb shutout, CP3 talking. Where do you want to start, buddy?
All right, I'll give you in order. Wembanyama, like, fine. He was fine. You know, I thought Friday night everyone was rushing to destroy him. I think yesterday everybody's rushing to coronate him. It's probably somewhere in between. He's 19. You know what I mean? Like, I think he's got a long way to go. I could see the upside. It's pretty laughable that people thought that he was better than LeBron James coming out or
as
whatever.
A prospect
whatever
goes, it's
however
just,
you want to phrase it.
Like, it's ridiculous.
Come on. Like, whether you love LeBron or hate LeBron, we can all agree, like, the dude came into the league and dropped damn near 20 the first night of his at 18
in Sacramento.
First time
yeah.
he ever played and looked like the best player on the Cleveland Cavaliers and took over one of the worst. Like, whatever you think of the Spurs right now, imagine being the Cavs when they acquired LeBron James.
Yeah, and then that's not even with a Hall of Fame coach. Like, that, like, Wembanyama's going into Greg Popovich, who, by the way, signed a new extension, making him the highest paid coach, what, 5 years, $80 million, something like that?
He's 74.
It's old. But as Woj followed up with his tweet as he reported it, he's like, well, he's also like a part like GM, like he makes all the moves, so like he
yeah.
can shift into a general manager position. What does that mean for Steve Kerr, who some have said, hey, maybe down the line, Steve,
maybe.
if he's not re-signing with the Warriors, that could be an interesting, you know, obviously played for them. That could be an interesting spot for him going forward.
Seeing head coaches in the NBA get basically what baseball players were getting just a couple of years ago in terms of contracts, it's kind of eye-opening.
It's wild.
I mean, this goes to show you the money involved with these teams is astronomical.
Well, I always look at it, it's just like, really? They're making this much money, and I get it, different like roster size, yeah. But the NFL is such a cash cow.
I know.
And I look at guys like a Josh Jacobs, who was a baller last year, who can't even get $15 million.
Well, like Saquon's overpaid at 13.
It's just wild.
I know, it is
nuts. We run these guys into the ground for fantasy football purposes. We crown them. It's like, oh, this guy made me a boatload of money. And Josh is like, great. I'm not making anything.
It's crazy.
In comparison, right? Like, yeah. And I get it. Like, comparing the sports and stuff like that, the roster size is different. But it's just wild to see the trade. Like, Dylan Brooks is a better professional player than Josh Jacobs. Come on, man.
That's just
what I look at. It's what's going on here?
Well, okay. So then, and then I'll rat-a-tat-tat. Logan Webb, that's what aces do. Right. Yeah. As we talk about aces, like going into the break, you needed to win a rubber match against a lowly Colorado Rockies. And he takes the ball, strikes out 10, goes the distance. That's what aces do. They put a punctuation mark on the first half of the season. They say, hey, bullpen, I got you. Hey, you only give me one run, because he has not gotten run support all year. Very Matt Cain like. And he just goes the distance. I mean, that's why you paid that young man right there. What he performed yesterday. And then what was the third one?
Chris Paul.
Look, we're not going to lose our minds about what he says.
I just can't wait. I just can't wait for the sound bites. Not to cut you off, Joe.
You coaching?
It's going to be an interesting monitor all year. Let's just put it that way. Between Draymond, Steve, CP3, the Warriors themselves. I mean, did you see they're all hanging out?
Oh, well, dude, him and Gary Payton, the second we were talking on the sideline yesterday, Steph was getting interviewed. They were all hanging out, bucket hat.
All of a sudden, Wilmer Flores was coming up to the bat, because in my mind, I heard the Friends theme music when it showed all of the guys sitting in the front row.
Dude, just great camaraderie. Hey, Joe, the dark clouds lifted, dude. It's good. They're fine. Everything's good. Jordan Poole's gone, right? So everything better be kumbaya.
Did you see the this is me playing 2K on day one versus me playing 2K for 14 straight
days? People are getting way too hard on Jordan Poole. Let's be honest. He never really looked happy even when he was with Golden State. The same thing happened with Amari Cooper when he was drafted. Amari Cooper never smiles. Oh. So whatever uniform he's in, whether it's the Cowboys, the Raiders, the Browns, he looks just depressed in it. It's like, no, that's just his face. He just doesn't, like, some people just don't show emotion like that.
Amari Cooper.
Although Jordan Poole's beard was pretty bad. Like, that, the patchiness, and I had to shave mine. Yeah, yeah.
Someone who can't grow a beard, I can understand where he's coming from.
It's bad.
But for me, like, once I get, like, past 2 or 3 days growth, I get itchy. I gotta shave that
shave it off.
Yeah, I can't. I can't.
That's Joe Shasky. He's coming up next with Bonta Hill. Be locked in, guys. Every single day this week, we're giving away a bunch of stuff. So be locked in. It's the All-Star Week, blowout, extravaganza, giveaway, all that sort of stuff. You have got to be paying attention to the shows, because they're going to be asking questions throughout the day. So be locked in again all day right here on 95.7 The Game. Morning Roast next. Come on back.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShareHealth. We got you.